Your Community by Linda Clark. Word has been received of the death of Reverend Eleanor Johns, Winnipeg, on March 30. Eleanor was raised at Minnetonka, the daughter of the late Charles and Kay Armitage, along with her sisters. She went on to become a diaconal minister with the United Church of Canada. From the Prairie to Pine United Church website, this quote was included from Eleanor upon her retirement. "Beyond my formal work in our church, my life and ministry have included being a partner in marriage, a parent, a writer, a feminist, a singer, a confidant, and a caregiver and friend alongside those for whom life's challenges press too hard." Eleanor was predeceased by her husband Reverend Rob Johns. Our sympathy is extended to her children, her siblings and her many Armitage cousins. Our deepest sympathy is expressed to Sylvia Rollo's daughters, Kayla and Courtney, on their mother's death and also to Sylvia's grandchild. We are also thinking of Sylvia's siblings at this time and send our condolences to Richie Rollo, Donna Rollo, Barry and Diane Clark, Bob and Doris Clark, and Ross and Brenda Rowan and their families. Our community also extends sympathy to Barry and Lynn Cornish and their family on the death of Lynn's sister at Winnipeg. From Don and Sandra Armitage. We have returned home after enjoying 3 months in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. We stayed in Llano Grande Resort in Mercedes in a small cottage. This park has 12 pickleball courts, 4 swimming pools, a golf course, shuffleboard courts, etc. While there, we participated in many of the activities, including pickleball, line dancing, ping pong, yoga, mahjong, and Don participated in the music jams. We also did a tour to Boca Chica to see the SpaceX site that Elon Musk owns and does his rocket launches from. We were there just a few days before the last launch. Other excursions were to Padre Island and to Progreso, Mexico for some shopping and fun, as well as to the Weslaco Onion Festival. It was a great winter with mostly good weather and people from all parts of Canada and the US to get to know. We are planning to go back again next year. The Minnetonka Welcoming Committee is gearing up for our annual event to welcome newcomers as we welcome 12 new families to Ward 1 of the Prairie View Municipality. Watch for posters about town. Never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and lying and greed. If people all over the world would do this, it would change the earth. William Faulkner.